Petition signatures will be turned in today that will likely lead to voters in Saugatuck and Douglas voting on whether the two city governments should consolidate. Travis Randolph is the chairman of the Consolidated Government Committee, which is calling for those two city governments to merge, and he joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
The two cities already cooperate on many services, so why is a full-blown consolidation needed?
Well, the shared services are very effective, and all what we think is they should finish the job, which is to go to one government and save the money on that side as well.
The two cities, if they combine, you have a Plante Moran study on your website that says that they would save $500,000, at least $500,000. Can you do that and still maintain the services in both cities that people have come to expect?
I think that you can save that much money, and in fact, you can improve services in the process by integrating management, computer systems, facilities, things like that.
Is a combination of Saugatuck and Douglas the right size? In other words, you know, could you go beyond that? Could you also annex some townships, those sort of things?
I suppose that could be considered, but it certainly is not the question at hand right now.
Okay, why is this the right size then if you put Saugatuck and Douglas together as opposed to having two separate cities?
Well, right now we have, just under 1,000 people in Saugatuck and just over 1,000 people in Douglas, and we have two governments for 2,000 people instead of one government for 2,000 people. It's, obviously we're over-governmented right now.
The Citizens Research Council is going to do a study, and they're going to come back at some point. Both cities have agreed to pay for this, of course. And the other side, which does not want to have the full-blown consolidation, has said that that study should be used to find some other cost savings. Do you think that it is possible to still find more savings even if there is not a merger of the two city governments?
I think that could be possible, certainly. There's always a chance to save money.
But you think this is the best way, a full-blown merger?
I certainly think we're going to save a lot more by consolidating than by doing anything else without consolidation.
The group Citizens for an Independent and Cooperative Government also says on their website, they point out that if you go ahead and you do this consolidation, as they say, there's no turning back. Make the case here. Why go ahead and do this when, at the very least, it would be very hard to undo if Saugatuck and Douglas are consolidated?
Well, very hard is, a question of degree. You can go backwards, just like Onekama tried to go backwards last summer. They were unsuccessful in it, but you can go backwards. There's no final, no return situation here.
Okay, so we're clear here, though. You don't think that it would be very hard to undo if you put Saugatuck and Douglas together? I mean, wouldn't that be a tall order to have that undone if in fact the consolidation moves forward?
Well, the question is it undoable? It can be undone if one wants to undo it. Yes. Is it difficult? It's probably a little more difficult than consolidating, but it can be undone.
This $500,000 a year that can be saved. You say that you can also improve the city services. How do you do that?
Well, you're going to be, as I said, unifying management practices, unifying computer systems, unifying facilities. There's a lot of leverage that is out there that will be realized once you get 2 or 3 years into a consolidated state.
Do you have any concern at all about the identity of these two cities, or do you hear that people who live in one city or the other are just concerned about maintaining those two separate identities for Saugatuck and Douglas, and is that a consideration as you move forward?
Well, certainly people often are resistant to change. There is always the concern of, I grew up here and it's always been that way and therefore it shouldn't change. But when it's all said and done, Gordon, if you look at the police cars, they say Saugatuck Douglas on them. And if you look at the Historical Society, it's the Saugatuck Douglas Historical Society. And that phenomenon occurs all over our community. It's already something that in people's mind is already there.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds left. If this consolidation is approved by the voters and you get a new charter and those sort of things, do you know yet what you would call the town?
That would be up to the charter committee. And, in fact, that issue could be put on the ballot when the charter is voted.
So the voters may have the final say on that after
the
all
voters,
as well.
The voters certainly could have the final say on that.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Certainly.
Travis Randolph is the chairman of the Consolidated Government Committee, which is calling for a merger of the city governments of Saugatuck and Douglas. Petition signatures are being turned in today to bring about a vote on that issue. We will be hearing from the group which is opposed to consolidation shortly after 8:30 this morning.